the quotes from Alamta Mahabhuva talking about the point and the essence of the level of being. I read that section from that book. Couldn't understand the analogy of the point itself. I can understand because in nature, the point doesn't exist, but the phrase, the essence of a level of being, I can see what he wants to say, but can you explain a little if you...
Possibly. So the way it seems to be to me is that when the mind has that sense of this is being experienced here, the mind is here, life is known here, like I was talking about that feeling of locatedness, just that much grasping, that subtle kind of grasping, that's like the seed of birth in some level of being. So when it uses the phrase, that's the essence of a level of being, you could also say essence of birth in a level of being. Just that subtle quality of, like I was describing that experience in the rainy winter at Mahagiri. I'm not now making any claims, but it was the reflections on anicca, dukkha, anatta. I was like, there's no sense of self here. There seems to be just a clear quality of knowing, and none of the usual areas of grasping are happening. But then noticing that kind of tensing in the system, that I feel is exactly the kind of subtle grasping that even though there might be no sense of I or me or mine, in a way it's the ninth and tenth fetters, udaccha. Again, we talked about that in the previous readings, that udaccha, which means restlessness, it's not fidgeting on your cushion because your knees are aching. It's the mind creating time and location, that there's another place over there, there's a possibility off in the future that is more real, more true, more good than this. So the restlessness is, ooh, what's that over there? Even at an extremely subtle level. Or that there's here, so then what's that over there? There's a there, because there's a here. And that's creating, even though it's a very subtle kind of attachment, it's still creating time and location. So asmimana is the eighth fetter, the eighth of the Sanyojanas. Udaccha is the ninth. To me, I wouldn't say it's the only way of regarding it, but that ninth fetter is, even if subtle feelings of self have been let go of, there's still the mind is creating time and locatedness, and that can be invisible. But the inside of Lungta Mahabhua is that any kind of here-ness that the mind is creating and holding on to, that's the essence of birth. That's what leads to the whole avijja paccaya sankhara and so on. And when that quality of knowing doesn't have a center, is not located, the mind is not creating that locatedness, then there is not that seed of birth or the mind gravitating to a place of birth, a level of being something. So that's how I would read it. Any?
Yeah, just because it just those seeds of being are enough. Once you got a seed, you got the whole package.